This is Akashvani, the news read by B.C. Pramod. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman presented the Union Budget for the year 2026-27 in the Lok Sabha today. This was the ninth consecutive budget presented by her. She called her budget Yuva Shakti driven. Ms. Sitharaman said this year's budget is inspired by three kartavya of accelerating economic growth, to build capacity of the people, and to provide resources, amenities and opportunities to every family, community, region and sector.
आज का बजट ऐतिहासिक है. इसमें देश की नारी शक्ति का सशक्त प्रतिबिंब झलकता है. ये बजट अपार अवसरों का राजमार्ग है. ये बजट वर्तमान के सपनों को साकार करता है और भारत के उज्जवल भविष्य की नींव को सशक्त करता है. ये बजट 2047 के विकसित भारत की हमारी ऊंची उड़ान का मजबूत आधार है.
The minister announced that Biopharma Shakti, with an outlay of 10,000 crore rupees, will be launched to develop India as a global biopharma manufacturing hub in the next 5 years. For the labor-intensive textile sector, the finance minister announced the launch of Mahatma Gandhi Gram Swaraj Initiative to strengthen khadi, handloom and handicrafts. The government has decided to set up high-level committee on banking for Vikasit Bharat to comprehensively review the banking sector and to safeguarding financial stability, inclusion and consumer protection. Ms. Sitharaman proposed to increase outlay of the state's electronics components manufacturing scheme to 40,000 crore rupees. She also announced that three dedicated chemical parks will be established to promote mining, processing, research and manufacturing. The finance minister announced seven high-speed rail corridors.
In order to promote environmentally sustainable passenger systems, we will develop seven high-speed rail corridors between cities as growth connectors, namely Mumbai to Pune, Pune to Hyderabad, Hyderabad to Bengaluru, Hyderabad to Chennai, Chennai to Bengaluru, Delhi to Varanasi, Varanasi to Siliguri.
Government will set up high-powered education to employment and enterprise standing committee to focus on the services sector as a core driver of Vikasit Bharat. Basics customs duty has been exempted on 17 drugs and medicines for cancer patients. Three new All India Institutes of Ayurveda will be established to prepare more skilled health personnel. Also, NIMHANS 2 will be set up and National Mental Health Institutes in Ranchi and Tezpur will be upgraded as regional APEC institutions. The finance minister highlighted the government's vision for increasing farmers' income, empowering the Vyangjans and the vulnerable to access mental health and trauma care, and focus on the Purvodaya states and the northeastern region to accelerate development and employment opportunities. Later, the copy of the Union Budget was tabled in the Rajya Sabha by the finance minister. Defence services have received the highest allocation among the ministries in this year's Union Budget. Ministry of Defence said the allocation amounting to 7.85 lakh crore rupees stands at 2% of the estimated GDP for the next financial year and shows a significant increase of over 15% over the budgetary estimates of 2025-26. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh thanked Prime Minister Modi and said the budget strengthens the security, development, self-reliance balance and it is in the best interest of the nation.
In this budget, a provision of 7.85 lakh crore rupees has been made for the defence sector. Following the historic success of Operation Sindoor, this budget strengthens the resolve to further reinforce the country's defence system. This allocation is more than 15% higher than last year. This year, a provision of 2.19 lakh crore rupees has been made for the overall capital expenditure of our armed forces. Overall, this budget strengthens the balance between security, development and self-reliance.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi has hailed the Union Budget, describing it as historic. In a video message, the Prime Minister said, "This budget is the foundation for the country's journey towards a Vikasit Bharat." He called it a Yuva Shakti budget, reflecting the aspirations of the 140 crore Indians. He said this year's budget will give India's reform express new energy and new momentum.
आज का बजट ऐतिहासिक है. इसमें देश की नारी शक्ति का सशक्त प्रतिबिंब झलकता है. ये बजट अपार अवसरों का राजमार्ग है. ये बजट वर्तमान के सपनों को साकार करता है और भारत के उज्जवल भविष्य की नींव को सशक्त करता है. ये बजट 2047 के विकसित भारत की हमारी ऊंची उड़ान का मजबूत आधार है.
In her post-budget press conference in Delhi, Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman said the budget is the first one in the second quarter of the century, leading towards the vision for India to become a developed nation by 2047. The finance minister said in this year's budget, health has been given equal importance with special emphasis on mental health. Union Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh, Minister of Electronics and Information Technology Ashwini Vaishnav, Agriculture Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan, Health and Family Welfare Minister Jagat Prakash Nadda and Transport Minister Nitin Gadkari have hailed the Union Budget. Mr. Vaishnav described it as a strong foundation for the country's all-round development and for building a Vikasit Bharat. Mr. Pradhan said the budget will give boost to education and employment creation. Mr. Pradhan said the budget presents a blueprint for the next phase of development. The Defence Minister said the budget will fulfill the sentiments and expectations of citizens. Mr. Nadda said this budget has taken care of all sections of society, including youth, poor and farmers. Chief Ministers of Puducherry, Uttar Pradesh, Gujarat have welcomed the Union Budget. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal hailed the Union Budget as the foundation for Vikasit Bharat 2047. Talking to media in New Delhi, the minister said the budget lays primary focus on the manufacturing sector. Mr. Goyal said this will help to set up new industries, welcome new investment and improve the existing infrastructure. Industry bodies, PhD Chamber of Commerce and Industry, CII, FICCI have hailed the Union Budget. PhD CCI Chairman Dr. Ranjit Mehta said the budget will increase competitiveness among the small and medium enterprises. He said the fund will increase the competitiveness among the MSMEs. CII President Rajiv Memani said the Union Budget fulfills the demands of industries, including those of the MSMEs. FICCI President Anand Goenka said this budget has been focused on growth, inclusivity and Yuva Shakti. Chair of the Pharmaceuticals Manufacturing Committee, Abhay Kumar Srivastav, said the allocation of 10,000 crore rupees for the next 5 years on Biopharma Shakti is a bold step in the right direction. The Congress has criticized the Union Budget 2026-27. Reacting on this year's budget on social media, Congress President Mallikarjun Khadge said the budget does not provide a single solution to India's many economic, social and political challenges. Congress President said the budget has no serious plan for employability for the youth or increasing participation of women in workforce. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today attended the 649th birth anniversary of Sant Guru Ravidas Ji at Dera Sachkand Bala in Jalandhar. Before reaching at the Dera, the Prime Minister unveiled the new name of the airport as Sri Guru Ravidas Maharaj Ji Airport, Adampur. He also inaugurated the terminal building of Halwada Airport in Ludhiana. Virtually, this airport will establish a new gateway for the state, especially for Ludhiana industry. Speaking on the occasion, the Prime Minister said, Adampur Airport will benefit villages, the poor, farmers and youth alike. Every rupee spent on infrastructure creates numerous new employment opportunities.
संत रविदास जी के नाम पर आदमपुर एयरपोर्ट का नया नामकरण हुआ है. आदमपुर एयरपोर्ट को अब श्री गुरु रविदास जी महाराज जी एयरपोर्ट के नाम से जाना जाएगा. इसके अलावा हलवारा एयरपोर्ट की नई टर्मिनल बिल्डिंग का उद्घाटन भी किया गया. मैं पंजाब समेत पूरे देश के लोगों को इन कार्यों की बहुत बहुत बधाई देता हूं.
Benchmark domestic equity indices, the Sensex and the Nifty, plunged nearly 2% in a volatile special trading session for the Union Budget today. Barring IT, all other sectoral indices ended lower. Market started the day on a positive note but quickly dipped into negative territory. Investor sentiment turned cautious due to a combination of higher than expected borrowing figures and the hike in securities transaction tax on futures and options trades. And that is the end of this news bulletin.